William James. Whistling to keep up courage is no mere figure of speech. On the other hand, sit all day in a moping posture, sigh and reply to everything with a dismal voice, and your melancholy lingers. Smooth the brow, brighten the eyes, contract the dorsal rather than the ventral aspect of the frame, and speak in a major key, pass the genial compliment, and your heart must be frigid indeed if it does not gradually thaw. What essentially William James is talking about is something beyond the facial feedback hypothesis. It's something where there is not much research, just a little research on, which is the body feedback hypothesis. If you sit down all day like this versus upright and proud, it will affect your mood. It will affect how you feel about yourselves in a few ways. First of all, the message you communicate to yourself, self-perception theory, but also in terms of how other people perceive you. If you shake hands like this, limply, versus shake hands firmly, you're communicating a message to the person with whom you're shaking your hand. And that message comes back right at you, both in terms of how they perceive you and that impacts you, but also in terms of how you perceive yourself. You know, one of the ex-students from 1504, she played, she was on the hockey team, just graduated last year. So I met her over the summer, and she comes over and she shakes my hand, and I was in tears. It hurt so much. And I thought she must have listened in class. So don't exaggerate. Just firm, nice. I mean, really, I think she broke some of the bones in my hand.